Okay, so we're gonna be talking about another story na ilang araw ko nang gustong gawin. As you can see, we're gonna be talking about Richard Dawkins. Okay, so Richard Dawkins, sa mga hindi nakakakilala, ay isang biologist, scientist siya. But I think we can say that he is also more popular for his atheism. Okay, so atheist si Richard Dawkins. Probably the most famous atheist right now kasi namatay na sina Stephen Hawking at saka si Hitchens. I think he would be the most popular amongst at least sa Western atheists. And he had been spreading his thoughts, his views through speeches for decades already. Basta, he is one of the top contributor ng mga atheist views and madami sa mga atheist ngayon ay nakita at napanood yung mga arguments nitong si Richard Dawkins at isa siya sa mga nag-influence sa kanila na maging atheist. Actually, nagulat ako dito sa story na to. Hindi ko siya inaasahan. Nagulat ako dahil yung sinabi niya dito is something that I have been talking about here in the podcast for many years already. Okay, so I've had religious conversations dito sa podcast with, ayan, kay Nico David, sino pa ba? Si Jay Aruga, diba? And dun sa Sawsawan podcast, kasama ko si Chris, madaming beses na rin naming napag-usapan ng religion. And other, pati si Boy Bantot, kasama rin yun. Napag-usapan namin yung mga religion and I have repeated my ideas about religion being a philosophical concept apart from the religious side, apart from the supernatural and divinity. Kumbaga, divinity asides, religion is also a structured set of philosophies that is useful to society. Okay, and itong si Richard Dawkins mentioned that idea by calling himself a cultural Christian. Okay, so panoorin natin itong video niya kung anong ibig sabihin yung cultural Christian na yan. Okay, so panoorin natin yung interview ni Richard Dawkins.
I was slightly horrified to hear that Ramadan is being promoted instead. I do think that we are culturally a Christian country. I call myself a cultural Christian. I'm not a believer. But there's a distinction between being a believing Christian and being a cultural Christian.
Teka. Just for context, kaya niya na nabanggit yung Ramadan ay dahil recently, di ba, kakatapos lang ng Holy Week, ng Easter Sunday. Taga UK kasi to eh. So, on one part of London, nagkaroon sila ng street decors nung Easter Sunday. But hindi tungkol sa Easter Sunday yung mga decors. Okay, so ito yung mga street decorations sa isang parte ng London. Ayan, oh, Happy Ramadan instead of Easter Sunday. Okay, so I'm not gonna make this video na parang pagbabanggain mo yung Islam at saka Christianity because that is really not the point of this. I'm just saying the context kung bakit niya binanggit yung Ramadan kanina doon sa video niya. Okay? So ito yung sinasabi niya na nangyayari ngayon. Kaya niya naisip itong mga sunod na sasabihin niya. Okay? So tuloy natin.
So, you know, I love hymns and Christmas carols and I sort of feel at home in the Christian ethos. I feel that we are a Christian country in that sense. It's true that statistically the number of people who actually believe in Christianity is going down. And I'm happy with that. But I would not be happy if, for example, we lost all our cathedrals and our beautiful parish churches. So I count myself a cultural Christian. I think it would matter if we Certainly, if we substituted any alternative religion, that would be truly dreadful.
Well, which brings me to my supplementary point, which is that, as we know, church attendance is plummeting, but the erection of mosques across Europe, I think 6,000 are under construction, and there are many more, I mean, are being planned. So do you regard that as a problem? Do you think that matters?
Yes, I do really. I mean, I don't. I might choose my words carefully. I mean, if I had to choose between Christianity and Islam, I choose Christianity every single time. I mean, it seems to me to be a fundamentally decent religion, in a way that I think Islam is not.
I think you're going to have to explain why you say that, Professor Dawkins. Why is Islam
Well, the way
fundamentally
that.
not decent like Christianity?
Yes, I mean the way women are treated. I mean, Christianity is not great about that. It's had its problems with female vicars and female bishops and things. But there's an active hostility to women, which is promoted, I think, by the holy books of Islam. I'm not talking about individual Muslims, who of course are quite different. But the doctrines of Islam, the Hadith and the Quran, is fundamentally hostile to women, hostile to gays. I find that I like to live in a culturally Christian country, although I do not believe a single word of the Christian faith.
Yon. Let's react to what was mentioned by Richard Dawkins doon sa video. Okay, so four decades, he had been one of the loudest voices that disavowed religion, God, and of course Christianity as well. Sometimes Islam too, but basically being a theist, believing in a deity, criticizing the structure of the church, criticizing faith, congregation, and saying that it is basically useless, 'di ba? That it is na walang kwenta 'yan, na kalokohan 'yan, na maniwala ka sa isang bagay na hindi mo kayang patunayan na nag-e-exist. Okay, so I'm not gonna go into the detail, the tedious detail of trying to prove or disprove the existence of God. This is not that video, okay? And aside from that, I suppose it would help kung ano, kung sabihin ko partly yung position ko, no? So hindi, I used to be a Christian, but then again, somewhere along the way, I wasn't sure anymore on what to believe about God. Something. I suppose I'm still a theist, pero it's not about Christianity anymore. Hindi ko muna sasabihin kung ano yun. Okay. So, but kasi ang niisip ko, ang problema ko noon when I realized I am doubtful already about the divinity of Christ, then tinatanong ko kung ano na ako. 'Di ba? Kasi minsan pag mapag-uusapan niyo ng tropa 'yan, tatanungin mo ngayon kung okay, so hindi ka na Kristiyano, ano ka na? 'Di ba? And for most people saying that they are atheist or agnostic, parang hindi, ang usual na sasabihin is agnostic yung pinaka-closest. Kasi your rational mind cannot also commit na talagang wala eh, na talagang walang Diyos. 'Di ba? There's that 0.001% na baka meron. 'Di ba? So you can't really or at least for most people. But for Richard Dawkins, he is completely an atheist. Okay? But then again, I cannot claim to be agnostic as well. Kasi problema rin sa akin 'yun eh. Medyo may problema rin ako na tawagin yung sarili ko na agnostic. For the simple fact that everything else that Christianity has told me, yung mga values ko na ina-uphold ko na tama at just, ay galing sa turo ng Christianity. You get what I mean? Kumbaga parang, okay, kung ikaw ay hindi na Kristiyano, pero yung paniniwala mo na ang mabuti ay base sa turo ng mga Kristiyano, matatawag mo ba ang sarili mo na hindi ka na Kristiyano talaga? Kahit hindi ka naniniwala na Diyos si Jesus. Diba? And I think a lot of people, or probably most people, don't think about that. Actually, wala pa akong namimit. Ito, honestly, wala pa akong namimit na binanggit yun. Okay. So, kung hindi ka naniniwala sa Diyos, bakit pinapaniwalaan mo pa rin yung turo ng Diyos na yon na hindi mo na pinapaniwalaan? Diba? So, kung pinapaniwalaan pa rin yun, mura mo pa rin yung turo ng Diyos na yon na sinasabi mong hindi mo pinapaniwalaan, totoo ba na hindi mo na siya pinapaniwalaan? Kasi pinapaniwalaan mo pa rin yung ano eh, yung mga values na doon, nakikinabang ka pa rin eh. Doon sa mga tinuro noon at saka doon sa society na ibinunga noong mga turo, noong church na sumasamba sa Diyos na yon. 'Di ba? So that was my conundrum back in the day. So it's very hard for me to say that I am completely an atheist. Kung naniniwala ka pa rin dun sa values, then you are not completely free. Let's go back to Richard Dawkins. For a non-believing Christian, siguro yun na mas maiksing tawag, a non-believing Christian. So if you are a non-believing Christian, you are still actively going along the rules that Christianity has set for society, for a predominantly Christian country, like here in the Philippines, like there in London, in the UK, or most parts of Europe, like in France, at sa kung ano-ano pa. Diba? Kasi this is another factor in this story. Europe had been accepting millions and millions of immigrants from Muslim countries. Importanteng factor to. Okay, so dahil yung immigration nila, madami silang mga woke policies na kailangan tanggapin natin lahat. Yung mga borderless countries, isa yun sa mga woke na ano eh, na mga na ideology na ina-apply in policies by Western countries. Because many of the progressives, mga far left na politicians, do not believe in borders. So, ibang usapan na naman yan. Huwag na tayong mag-dwell doon. At dahil hindi sila naniniwala sa mga border, ang nangyari, tanggap lang sila ng tanggap ng mga refugees na madami sa kanila ay galing sa mga war-torn Middle East countries like Syria, like Libya, Afghanistan. Ang point is, madaming Muslim na lumilipat sa Europe, which is a predominantly Christian culture. There are denialists who say na walang pinagkaiba ang kultura ng Kristiyano at ng Muslim. Okay, so again, hindi natin gagawing Christian versus Muslim to. Okay, may mga sinabi si Richard Dawkins sa huli about the Muslim faith. Yun yung take niya, kaya niya preferred ang Christianity over Muslims. So we're not gonna dwell on that. But ang punto is, doon sa Europe, established na sa kanila yung kultura based on the philosophies of Christianity. Kasi yung mga turo ng ano, yung mga turo ng isang religion, if you disregard the divine aspects of them, you will be left with philosophy. You will be left with ideologies. Diba? And kahit hindi ka naniniwala dun sa divinity, pwede ka pa rin maniwala doon sa mga ideology na maiiwan. Okay, example, yung Ten Commandments. Judeo-Christian values yun eh. Mga galing sa Abrahamic religions like tawag doon yung mga Jewish at saka mga Christians. And even Muslims, di ba? May mga similarities din naman kasi yan. So, let's say Ten Commandments. Of course, ang story nun is fantastical eh. Parang binigay ng Diyos sa kay Moses yun, sa taas ng bundok. Tapos, pag napanood mo yung pelikula, di ba? May mga magical stuff na nangyayari. Tapos, bumaba si Moses, daladala niya na yung tablet na 10 utos ng Diyos. Di ba? So it is fantastical na nanggaling yun sa isang Diyos, a higher being na hindi kayang i-prove or at least napakahirap i-prove and convince somebody like Richard Dawkins na makonvince mo siya na maniwala. But if you take away that story na merong divine na binigay yan ng Diyos sa mga tao para sundan, di ba? You will be left with the actual Ten Commandments, which is nakalagay doon, huwag kang pumatay, huwag kang magnakaw, huwag kang makiapid, huwag kang magsinungaling, and the rest of the Ten Commandments. So, right now, if you look at our existing laws, you would realize na yun yun. Diba? Until ngayon, bawal pumatay. Nasa Ten Commandments yun. Diba? Saan nanggaling yun? E di, saan nanggaling? Kumbaga, coincidence lang ba na ngayon ay bawal pumatay, bawal magnakaw, na pinapanish yun ng batas? Hindi. Hindi siya coincidence. Yun ay dahil ang nag-establish ng mga batas natin ay pinalaki at hinubog noong mga values ng isang religion na naniniwala doon sa mga values na yun, ng hindi pagpatay, ng hindi pagnanakaw, ng hindi pakikiapid. At para doon sa mga tao na yun na sumusunod sa mga batas na ganoon, umaayos ang kanilang komunidad. Kumbaga, nagkakaroon sila ng order. If you imagine kung hindi bawal pumatay, edi magkakagulo, 'di ba? Kung ang pagpatay ay hindi ipapanish ng batas, you can just imagine the chaos. O kung okay lang hindi ipapanish yung mga magnanakaw. Kasi you might say na yung mga tao ay kumbaga inherent na pag pinanganak ka, natural sa iyo na lumaki na naniniwala na ang pagpatay ay masama at ang pagnanakaw ay masama, kunyari ganyan. Pero sa totoo lang, that is not the case. 'Di ba? Kasi madami ng mga civilizations that came and gone na hindi naniniwala doon. 'Di ba? Like let's say yung mga Vikings, okay lang sa kanila na ma-pillage ang isang town. Yun ang trabaho nila eh. Pag nakawan nila yung mga villages eh, dati. At pagpapatayin yung mga nakatira dun. Para sa kanila, hindi kasalanan ang pumatay. Hindi kasalanan ang magnakaw. So, ibang-iba yung values nila. Ibang-iba yung tingin nila sa buhay, sa property, at kung paano mo ito pwedeng makuha. Kumbaga, iba yung philosophy ng tingin nila sa mga ganoong bagay. The same thing with yung mga Aztecs, 'di ba? Para sa kanila, okay lang na mag human sacrifice. So ibang-iba yung pananaw nila sa buhay. Ibang-iba yung pananaw nila sa pagpatay. So hindi mo masasabi na pag pinanganak ka, kung walang relihiyon, automatic maniniwala ka doon sa values na pinapaniwalaan mo ngayon na bawal pumatay, na yun ang ibig sabihin ng isang mabuting tao, na hindi ka manlalamang, hindi ka magnanakaw, hindi mo iha-harm yung kapwa mo. Kasi kung evolutionist ka, maniniwala ka na survival of the fittest ang batas ng nature. Diba? Actually, that should be the atheist point of view. Survival of the fittest. Na parang kailangan mong gawin kung anong nararapat para mag-thrive ka. Life would be a selfish endeavor if you're gonna go Darwinian. Pero yung Christianity, yung set ng values ng Christianity, is not like that. It tells you to love your neighbor. It tells you to magpaubaya ka, diba? Turn the other cheek pag nasasaktan ka. It tells you to help each other, to be good to the poor, treat the poor kindly, 'di ba? Magbigay ka pag meron kang excess. Those are Christian values. And at this point in time, I don't think kailangan mong maniwala pa sa isang Diyos para maisip mo na magandang ideas yung mga yun, 'di ba? And a lot of atheists believe that, 'di ba? May mga atheists naman nagdo-donate eh. May mga atheists na naniniwala sa pagbibigay, may mga atheists na matulungin, may mga atheists na kumbaga, madaming mababait na atheist. Mababait in the standards of Christianity. Okay, are you still following me? So, yun ang sinasabi ni Richard Dawkins. Diba? Yun ang nare-realize niya ngayon na yung society na kinakabilangan niya, yung mga values ng Christianity, yun ang humubog doon sa society wherein he thrived, wherein he gained the fame, gained the fortune, gained the influence, and allowed him to say everything he has said against that culture. Diba? And now, he is claiming to be a cultural Christian. Cultural Christian, ibig sabihin lang nun, na-appreciate niya iyong kultura, iyong setup noong society na kinakabilangan niya na itinayo ng mga Kristiyano. Di ba? Well, I love Richard Dawkins. I love Richard Dawkins. But yun, ito kasi yung criticism ko sa mga atheists. Eh. My views about divinity is very different from before. But I still recognize the importance of the contributions ng mga Kristiyano sa mundo. Okay, na yung relative peace na meron tayo ngayon. Of course, Christianity has its flaws. Hindi na natin kailangang isa-isahin yan. Alam natin lahat yung mga manyak na pare, nandyan na yung mga ipokritong mga Kristiyano, yan yung mga tito, tita nyo na kupal, na Kristiyano. Kasama na yan. Diba? Yung mga teacher nyo, yung mga madre sa school, diba? Mga sex scandals, even the Pope. You can say a lot of things about these people. But Christianity is not that. Those are just people who are practicing the faith. And of course, people would be people. Pero I don't think you can blame it on the faith itself. Kasi, okay, I'm gonna challenge any atheist. Come up with a better alternative to the Ten Commandments. Kung kaya nyo. Diba? Kaya mo ba yun? Subukan mo na lang na paltan yung bawal pumatay. Diba? Yung bawal magnakaw. Hindi mo pwedeng isama yun, ha? Hindi mo pwedeng isama yun kasi Ten Commandments yun, eh. And then, gumawa ka ng isang structured society around it using your new Ten Commandments. Diba? Try to come up with laws base na nakabase doon sa mga bagong set of morals na gagawin mo. And then see kung makakagawa ka ng mas magandang society than what we have now. And who knows, malay mo, kaya mo nga. Diba? So I'd love to see it. And then we can discuss. So itong si Richard Dawkins has realized the importance of the contributions of the Christian philosophy, which I'm sure he also adheres to but fails to give credit to it. Kasi if 'di ba you can yung culture na na gusto niya, 'di ba, na he says that he loves the hymns, he loves the churches, he loves Christmas carols, he loves the traditions, kahit hindi niya pinapaniwalaan 'yon. Kasi lahat naman ng tao meron ka bang kilala na ayaw sa Christmas? 'Di ba? Na hindi na walang saltik. Kasi kahit yung mga Kristiyano na may saltik, ayaw din nila sa Christmas, eh. 'Di ba? Pag hindi mo talaga trip yung Christmas. But that would be because of other reasons. Maybe Christmas reminds them of something or someone else or a trauma. Pero Christmas itself, I don't think you have any good reason to hate it, 'di ba? So you may not believe it dun sa story nung Christmas and why people celebrate it, but the tradition itself, the gift giving, the Christmas carols, the holidays, 'di ba? Yung mga Christmas party, we all enjoy those. And that is culture. At kung walang Christianity, hindi mabubuo yung culture na yun. And that's just Christmas. 'Di ba? And again, like I said, yung mga holidays pa lang yan, yung foundation ng ating mga ng ating society, ng batas, ng ating good morals and good conduct towards each other, even our families, 'di ba? On a Christian laws-based nation like the Philippines, we should be aware na galing talaga sa mga philosophies ng mga Kristiyano yan. I'm not telling you to forget the evil side of religion. Okay, I'm not saying that. But just don't forget, yung kultura natin ngayon ay may pinanggalingan yan. Diba? Hindi ka nagising na lang at lumaki and take credit for everything that you are, that you believe in. Every value that you have were passed down to you by your parents, by society, by your teachers, by the church kung nagsisimba ka. Kasi yung iba kasi galit sa Christianity because dala lang daw ito ng mga Kastila, which is true. Yung mga Kastila talaga yung nagdala, yung mga colonizers. But then again, kung ire-reject mo yung dinalang Christianity dito, what are you gonna replace it with? Diba? Are you gonna go back to polytheistic animism noong pre-colonial period? Diba? Can you create a modern form of government using that? Okay, so going back to Richard Dawkins, I didn't know how to react. Kumbaga parang mixed emotions yung naramdaman ko while watching him stuttering and finding the right words to explain his thoughts. Na parang he looks like he was having a real-time epiphany. Na it's almost like parang feeling, what have I done? Diba? Kasi ano eh. This guy spent probably his entire adult life, his entire professional life trying to dismantle faith, trying to dismantle the belief in God, trying to dismantle Christianity and other religions, diba? To belittle all kinds of faith-based belief systems and the institutions that are built by it. And then, here he is, parang admitting na mahal niya yun. Na, alam mo yun, parang sinisira mo yung isang bagay na hindi mo alam na napakalaki pala ng pakinabang mo. Tapos, the dread sinks in na, putya, pag nawala itong bagay na to, kawawa pala ako. Diba, baka hindi ko kayanin. Baka it's gonna be a tremendous effort for me to adapt to a new world without this system na kinakalaban ko buong buhay ko. Diba? Na parang habang nagsasalita siya, diba sinabi niya pa parang natutuwa daw siya na umuunti na yung mga naniniwala sa Christianity while in the same breath, gusto niya raw yung Christianity, diba? Gusto niya yung kultura. E paano magkakaroon ng kultura na Kristiyano kung walang Kristiyano? Diba? So, and alam mo yun, it was amazing to watch somebody as respected as him. And even I still respect him as an evolutionary biologist. He really is one of the best in his field. Yun nga lang, as smart as he is, I don't think napag-isipan niya mabuti yung positions niya about atheism and about God. And I don't know what happens. Kasi kung, let's say, some people are saying baka daw mag-convert si Richard Dawkins, and that would be wow. Sana talaga, 'di ba? At kung mangyayari 'yon, then he would need to, kumbaga, kailangan niyang bumawi ng bonggang-bongga sa Diyos, 'di ba? Kita mo, ilang taon na siya, 'di ba? I don't know. Huwag na nating i-Google, 'di ba? Pero maybe nearing 70s o baka 70 plus na rin siya. I don't know. But at his age, ilang dekada na niyang sinusubukang sirain yung paniniwala ng mga tao sa religion. But I don't know, maybe that will not happen. Pero nakita ko lang talaga yung cognitive dissonance at saka yung struggle niya when he was realizing that he would need to contradict. Diba? Actually, nagmukha siyang nagmukha siyang ingrate, nagmukha siyang tanga. Diba? As smart as Richard Dawkins is, diba, parang you are suddenly pledging allegiance to something that you are supposed to be hating on, that you have spent so much time trying to destroy. And it's sad. Kumbaga, madaming emotions while looking at the interview, but I suppose sad would be the most predominant. And ayun, I don't know. Good luck sa Europe. Good luck kay Sir Richard Dawkins. And I suppose yun na yun. I suppose that's it. Paalam, paalam.